Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast calling for lots of sunshine today. We'll have a high near 55 degrees. Starting things out in Kenosha, where it's 39 at this hour, 28 with some fog in Burlington. In Milwaukee, 40 degrees, and it's 40 in Racine. Just a reminder that at about 1:45 this afternoon and just before 7 o'clock this evening, the outdoor warning sirens are going to be sounding, all part of Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week. Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says it's only an exercise, but the public does need to understand the sirens do sound for real when there is a confirmed emergency, and that's when you got to take action.
That warning immediately, don't wait to confirm it, you know, by another source, because sometimes, you know, the Weather Service has got real good at giving us advance warning.
Mack also reminding you the outdoor sirens are not meant to be heard inside of buildings. That's where NOAA weather radios, phone apps, and other electronic notification is readily available. Lighting an outdoor fire in western Wisconsin, it's okay, but you've got to be really careful right now. Rangers with the DNR station in Augusta, Wisconsin, say the fire danger is very high across that area due to high winds and dry brush. The rules call for burn permits and to make sure that any coals are cold before they are left unattended. Well, after meeting behind closed doors for better than an hour last evening, the Kenosha City Council decided during a special gathering to go ahead and authorize legal action and over a boundary agreement between the Village of Summers and the Town of Paris. It sets the stage for development along the I-94 corridor between those two municipalities, but it keeps the city from expanding into the area. Afterward, Mayor Keith Bosman said what course of action the city pursues has not yet been determined.
I think it's wide open as to what we can pursue. And it depends on our attorneys as to what course that we'll take.
He did not rule out delaying action if Paris and Summers officials are willing to discuss the city's concerns. Folks from Paris attending the meeting broke out into applause when the council finally voted unanimously to pursue that legal action. The only new information about a death investigation on the city's west side by Racine Police is the identity of the 34-year-old victim. The name was Thomas Borglin was confirmed because his obituary was submitted to the newspaper by the Reno Funeral Home. Otherwise, nothing has been said about how he died, be it foul play, an accident, natural causes, or some other means. Death investigations do cover all those areas while ruling out everything along the way, but the suspected cause when it's eventually determined, unless that is not possible. Borglin's body discovered as police were called to a home on Grove Avenue in the 1500 block Monday evening. The obituary says he was a painter who excelled in interior design. A memorial service is scheduled Saturday afternoon at the funeral home. Donations suggested to the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Racine's Fire Department wants to know what the community thinks about their service and how they're doing it and how they could maybe get better. It's an online survey going to be available for the next couple of weeks, allowing city residents to give their opinions about the department. It'll be used in developing a strategic plan. Captain Mark Villopando says the goal, improving the department and the services it offers now.
The fire department has done the same for so long. It's very hard to change in a fire service. So what this does is it's driven by data and not just one person or a group of people. Let's just say, for instance, the fire chief. A fire chief has directed us to come up with a strategic plan, but he isn't necessarily part of the process.
The fire department's staff has already been surveyed. There'll be another survey done of business and civic leaders before the final strategic plan is ready for presentation in the fall. A link to the community survey, by the way, is available on the City of Racine website. And unwanted medications, including prescription drugs, can be dropped off this Saturday during the next household medication collection. It's sponsored by the City of Racine and Central Racine County Health Departments. It'll run from 8 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon at 6216th Street. That's just west of Green Bay Road. For quicker service, you're asked to bring the medication in the original bottles, cross out any names, and put them into a clear plastic bag. Name of the medication should still be visible, though. Sharpies and biohazardous materials not going to be accepted. Collection designed to keep the medications out of the waterways in the area and, of course, out of the hands of children. City of Racine's planned 2017 implementation of a cart system for solid waste collection includes a series of informational presentations to the public beginning at 6 o'clock tonight in the lobby of Frat Elementary School on Kinsey Avenue. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen says these are going to be open house-style events, no formal presentations, but plenty of information on the reasons behind the move, including worker safety and greater efficiency.
We were trying to locate these public open houses. in schools and community centers close to locations that have a lot of alleys, because we believe that the most controversial part of the solid waste collection is going to be the alley pickups.
He explained to the Public Works Committee this week that community feedback will help determine which option is more closely considered for dealing with the many alleys. This year's capital budget does include the purchase of trucks and equipment toward the new cart system. Again, though, not scheduled to be rolled out until next year. As for the open houses, the list on that is available on the City of Racine website. City of Racine Health Department reporting a very successful pet amnesty licensing effort. It was April 3rd through the 8th, a chance for pet owners to get a 2016 license without incurring the normal $10 late fee. Board of Health hearing from Environmental Health Director Marcia Fernholz, who said day one was on a Sunday and that line started forming an hour before the two-hour window opened up at noon.
Very successful. We had 72 animals vaccinated and 80 licensed, and then we did continue the licensing all of last week. We still have a number that were mailed in that we haven't processed yet, so I don't have total numbers, so I will have total numbers for you next month, but all in all, very good positive comments from individuals that participated. They did have to wait.
She said Wisconsin Humane Society was also involved, and along with those 80 licenses issued, other services including vaccinations and microchipping were offered. She did point out the overall number of licensed animals in the city is down this year, including pet fancier licenses when it comes to multiple animals. WRJN.com, that is our webpage, and our newscasts are there. Look in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.